All right, everybody, I want to welcome you to this special PW Ponderings bonus podcast here. Des Delgadillo alongside Chris GST, PW Ponderings' own Chris GST. And we're here with the man of the hour, talking about the Dragon Gate USA shows coming up November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Gabe Sapolsky is on the line with us. Gabe, how's it going, my friend?
Good. I'm a big fan of the site. It's where I go for results these days, so keep up the good work there.
And Dragon Gate USA is certainly where we go when we want to see some great pro wrestling action. And let's just jump into it here. Chris, I know we've got three big shows coming up. November 2nd in Everett, Massachusetts. November 3rd in Voorhees, New Jersey. And November 4th on Long Island. And yes, it's on, not and. I got the preposition right, everybody. We're really looking forward to these shows. And Chris, why don't we quickly run down the card for the November 2nd show and get people who may not be acquainted with the coming event up to speed.
All right. Well, it's November 2nd. It is in Everett, Massachusetts. It is Fearless 2012, live on iPay-Per-View at WNLive.com. We have four announced matches so far, a respect match between Air Fox versus Ricochet, and then where a winner gets DDUSA tag title shots on November 3rd. We have the returning Genki Horiguchi and Ryo Saito versus the Super Smash Brothers. Next up, we have the six-man tag team match, a captain's match, of Rich Swann, Shima, and HCH versus Chuck Taylor, Orange Cassidy, Drew Gulak, a special challenge match of Akira Tozawa versus John Davis, who I recently was able to talk to, and, of course, another special attraction match of Sami Callihan versus Samurai Del Sol. So, Gabe, first off, though, obviously, you're very excited for this triple shot coming up. It's a very big weekend for DDUSA. I guess the main thing that a lot of our listeners, and you know, they tweet us and they asked us, when it comes to booking, you know, you have returning Horiguchi and Saito, was it hard to kind of figure out who you were going to set them up against, or was it just pretty much they're coming back to the United States and you're going to set them up against the best competition available?
Well, no, first of all, I want to thank everybody for listening to this too. Basically we requested them because, you know, we've made an effort to, we've had a rough year kind of with the tag team title scene just because, you know, everybody knows that the title's been vacated a couple of times due to, you know, availability and reasons beyond our control. And we very quickly established a very strong tag team scene, in my opinion, with, Shima and AR Fox's champion. Excuse me. And Ricochet and Rich Swann as another tag team. And the Super Smash Brothers made their debut on the last Dragon Gate USA weekend. And, of course, they're having a hell of a year. And El Generico and Samurai Del Sol came together as a tag team. And, of course, the scene, you know, they've been going for a year now, so it's time for them to really become established. And then, you know, you got the DUF, too, in various forms. And you got Chuck Taylor's whole group. So we really do have, and I might even be neglecting the team right now, but you know, we had a very, very strong tag team scene coming together very quickly, so we were like, you know, let's put this thing over the top. And we haven't had Saito on the East Coast ever for Dragon Gate USA, so, and he hasn't been in since the second show, so it was about time we bring him back. And he's a first class tag team with Genki Horiguchi, so, you know, let's showcase our strengths. The old Paul Heyman thing, you know, hide your weaknesses, showcase your strengths. And our strengths is very quickly becoming a tag team division. So let's add another world-class tag team to the mix in Horiguchi and Saito. So, you know, that was the whole reasoning behind that. So, you know, the best way to do that is immediately get them right into the thick of things with a extremely fresh match in Boston against the Super Smash Brothers. And I know this match is a very big deal with the Smash Brothers. And then the winner of that one gets a tag title shot the next night against Shima and Fox, and the loser is against Ricochet and Rich Swann. So no matter how that works out, you're going to get two guaranteed awesome tag team matches in Voorhees, New Jersey on November the 3rd. And then we have the team of El Generico and Samurai Del Sol, which I'm really looking forward to seeing what those two can do together. And we got them against Horiguchi and Saito on the third night in Long Island, November the 4th, or on Long Island, as you did correctly. And you know, it's they really just, you bring in a team like that and it just puts everything over the top. And when you look at the potential matches that they're in, I mean, they're all just really fresh, awesome matches with really elite tag teams.
Now, one thing I can't help but talk about when we bring up the idea of Dragon Gate USA, or even Evolve for that matter, is when we're doing, you know, these triple shots, it's refreshing to me to see that there's a lot of continuity. And I don't know if this is – it just happened one night by design and you guys decided to go with it, or this has been the mentality from the beginning. But the first show always seems to lead into the second show, and the second show seems to lead into the third show. And is that something that Dragon Gate USA and Evolve have been doing when they first became, you know, powerful in the iPay-per-view market to sort of hook the viewing audience for the following night? Or just, does this sort of just happen? You know, is it just sort of a byproduct of just some great matches?
No, I mean, it's definitely, excuse me, I forgot to bring on my bottle of water. It's definitely something that is we do on purpose. And, I mean, all of our weekends, you know, tie together and are episodic, but each weekend within itself, whether it's a double shot or a triple shot, and occasionally, you know, we have a single shot, like for Evolve coming up on December the 8th in Voorhees, New Jersey. But when they're double and triple shots, those are kind of all booked as mini kind of weekends or stories all together in the bigger picture. But those weekends are all meant to go, you know, one show after another. And I do, you know, like to have stuff where it's not always like the first night is just the setup night, you know, like for instance, we had the Revolt show where we had the Yamato versus BB Hulk blow off. Or when we did United NYC, which is the first night, we had the title change on that one with Yamato winning the title and stuff. So, you know, it's not always like the first night sets up the second night, which sets up the third night, which is the important night. It's we try to make all the nights equally important, but at the same time, kind of set up like a trilogy where it's something that people can watch all three of and really follow along and get the whole story of.
Now, you did bring up the Voorhees, New Jersey show at the Flyer Skate Zone on November 3rd and then the December 8th Evolve show. And we've seen a working relationship develop here between Evolve, Dragon Gate USA, and Combat Zone Wrestling. Can you sort of go into the development of that relationship and where you see it right now in terms of just CZW and Evolve working together and just the venue itself?
I mean, we always look to build relationships with quality promotions. We do it everywhere we go, whether it's going to Detroit, where we work with Clash Wrestling, or in Chicago, you know, we worked with AAW, and then we had some help with Resistance Pro, too. You know, we worked with Chikara for a while, and we still do. You know, we have Chikara talent coming in the November weekend. And, you know, we go to Long Island, and we're working with NYWC there. So, you know, even the Carolinas we were. So we're always looking to work with promotions everywhere we go. And CZW, you know, CZW is an established brand. And at the same time, we share some of the same talent, but it's a very different brand than Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. You know, and I'm a big fan of promoting different things. So, like, a fan can come in on December 8th. It's going to be Evolve in the afternoon at 4 p.m., and then 8 p.m. that night is going to be the CZW Cage of Death show. And you're going to see some of the same faces on the two shows, but you're going to see two very different brands, which is a great opportunity for the fans to come in and really just have, like, an awesome day of wrestling. You know, if both companies were promoting the same thing in the same style, it doesn't work as well because it's two shows of the same. So CZW is a nice compliment and really brings something different to the table than we bring. And, you know, they're very passionate, and the whole company works very hard. And the people in the company are eager to learn and very respectful and very professional. And those are things that we look at as well.
No, it's really exciting to see these three cards kind of develop, and I really enjoy, you know, every time I check my email, Gabe, it's always kind of exciting to see what the new alerts are coming out. And I know on your Twitter, you're always letting the fans know, hey, you know, check out this new alert. It's coming out. We got some big news in it. And particularly, I think it's really great that you really keep up on a lot of easy ways to get your fans the information that they need to get. And I think that's something that not a lot of companies are doing as well as they should these days. So speaking specifically about Fearless 2012, though, you know, we have the six-man tag team match. We have two special challenge matches. And, of course, the respect match of Air Fox versus Ricochet, which has been a story that's just developing. Of course, Ricochet and Shima have such a deep history. When you look at Fearless 2012 just as a standalone event, I mean, each match is completely different. How are you kind of relaying to fans, hey, this is our product, and we have a very, very deep, not just a roster, but you have a variety of matches going on there, whereas To be honest, I can't really say that about a lot of other promotions in terms of providing a different product in each match on the card.
I mean, that's what you have to do. And whenever, you know, if you look at my booking history, you know, people are always like, why were the Carnage crew on the early ROH shows? They didn't fit in, but they brought a different element to those shows, you know? And, I've always tried to have different elements on all the shows. Well, at the same time, you know, you have to have a consistent vibe and a consistent theme to the show. And obviously we have that with, you know, a lot of the high spot wrestlers and the super athletic wrestlers and a lot of the innovative moves and everything like that. So, but yeah, I always believe that you had to have a variety while staying consistent to what the vibe is of your promotion.
Now, Gabe, something I really noticed about Evolve when I first started watching, and I've noticed ever since, something I really enjoy too, is the very sports-like presentation of Evolve Wrestling, where I know there's been talk of instituting a title, but right now it's more or less about being the leader and having the most points. And I think that's something that's really been missing from pro wrestling. I mean, we saw the idea of a sports type presentation a couple months ago on a national level in TNA, and we've seen it for the past couple of years in Evolve. Is that something you've always been wanting to implement? Just the idea of wrestling feeling more like an athletic presentation with over the top characters as opposed to an over the top presentation with athletic characters?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it hasn't worked out as well as the initial plan, as well as it appeared on paper with the initial plan. I'll admit that. And, you know, basically, like, Brian Danielson, you know, everyone knows he's Daniel Bryan now, but, you know, we sat down and, you know, we kind of drew up the original concept for Evolve, and we spent a lot of time discussing a lot of different concepts and a lot of ways that, you know, we thought that wrestling was developing and maybe some new stuff that the audience would want to see. And then, you know, Brian got signed to WWE, which is great for him because obviously he's doing really well now. So, you know, then I tried to take those same concepts and bring them over with Davey Richards being the center point, and that obviously was a disaster. So then to try to kind of save it, we kind of went ahead with a lot of the ideas, and we didn't really have that guy like Brian Danielson or Davey Richards who were kind of the epitome of that style to kind of focus the whole thing on. So I do feel a lot of it has worked. And the other big negative is, like, last year we only had three shows, which, you know, in order for, like, the records thing to really play out the way we envisioned, you really need a show every month or so, or at least every 6 weeks.
Now I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to kind of follow up there and ask, I know Brian's a big fan, but I'm wondering how big of an MMA fan you are, because that's what Evolve really feels like, especially with things like the Style Battle Tournament, which is one of my favorite things in Evolve, where you bring these different styles into one tournament and say, how are these styles going to fare and which one's going to be the best? And of course, we see that in MMA all the time. All sorts of different wrestling styles, the jiu-jitsu, the kickboxing, the Muay Thai. Was that an idea that you broached with starting Evolve, was making a more, you know, not MMA-like concept exactly, but doing something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely something Brian and I had discussed, you know, at length, doing something like that. And, you know, so basically with Evolve, you know, I think that we're going to release a video probably tomorrow, or I'm not sure when this is airing, but a video this week, giving all the details of the title tournament. And the idea of Evolve, too, is like the name says, it's going to be about evolving. And I think you're going to see the promotion evolve and kind of take a little bit of a different form. I do love some of the concepts that we have. You know, a lot of people didn't like the ring entrance music, and I think we're going to start doing something cool with that. And the one part that I really do love that's not going to go anywhere is is the fact that it kind of follows the same rules as boxing and MMA, where you can't attack the opponent before and after the bell, and you know, you can't touch the officials and all that kind of stuff, which to me kind of forces everyone to kind of think outside the box and not really get comfortable with a lot of the same angles and that kind of stuff that you've seen a million times. So, like, I think that some of what we've done with Evolve has worked really well, and I think some stuff was better on paper than in reality, and some of the stuff was meant for kind of the promotion that Brian and I was going to build. And now what we're going to do from now through WrestleCon is really take some of those elements, but then kind of take other elements and evolve the product and really build up to this WrestleCon thing. And then I feel we're really going to be on fire with this Evolve promotion. I really like a lot of the, you know, I love the talent that we have, and I think that we can do a lot of cool things and still remain unique.
For sure, Gabe, and I think we both really appreciate, you know, how it evolved, and it ties into Dragon Gate USA. Of course, on November 2nd, we have Akira Tozawa facing John Davis, but in his return on November 3rd, moving on to Uprising 2012, he'll be facing Samurai Del Sol, and of course, on November 4th, he has that four-way match for the Open the Freedom Gate. But looking on Uprising 2012, I mean, you have a 2 out of 3 falls match of El Generico versus Sami Callihan. Akira Tozawa is going to face Samuel Dosol, who has been a favorite of mine. And, of course, a lot of our readers appreciate him. And I think it's really great that you're giving him kind of a larger platform for people to really see his talents. And, of course, there's a tag team challenge match of Eric Canny and Pinky Sanchez versus Jigsaw and Fire Ant, which I think is pretty great. And then, of course, a bonus match for the live crowd. Bell time is at 7:30. And that's ACH versus Soldier Ant, who recently came onto your book at Cam when you were trying to get some comments from Rich Swann. So Gabe, you know, when we talk about Uprising in New Jersey, was this, when you set this up, you have a lot of up and coming names in your promotion, you know, such as a Samuel Del Sol and ACH, being able to showcase what they can do. For that crowd, was that something you really wanted to provide them with and say, hey, these are kind of the younger guys in the Dragon Gate USA Omniverse, and we really want to give them a platform to show off what they can do?
Yeah, I mean, that's always what I've tried to do, you know, whether it was with ROH or Dragon Gate USA or Evolve, was really just kind of feature. And I, you know, I hate it when people say, like, oh, you know, Gabe says he discovered this guy and discovered that guy. I've never once said that. But what we do is we do give them a bigger platform, a wider audience to be in front of and kind of take things to the next level. And I actually just watched the CM Punk DVD today that everyone's talking about, and I think that kind of comes across in the CM Punk DVD, where, you know, he's in the backyard promotion, and he goes to IWA Mid-South, and then he goes from there to ROH, and ROH was kind of like the bigger stage when I was there, and that's what we're trying to do right now at Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. So the idea is, you know, it's a collection of all the best talent from around the country, and, you know, ACH is a new really hot prospect that's coming up. So we'll give him a shot on this triple shot and, you know, see what he's got. You know, Samurai Del Sol is, you know, he's sought after in Japan and he's blown up in Mexico now, so he's really becoming worldwide. So we're lucky that, you know, we're able to have this kind of talent with us right now in Dragon Gate USA. So, you know, the idea is always to try to bring in the best talent from around the world. And the beautiful part is, you know, with Dragon Gate USA, we have the best guys coming over from Dragon Gate too. So, you come to one of our shows, and, you know, you literally have the best guys from all over the United States that are available to us. And you have the you know, Samurai Del Sol is blowing up in Mexico. You have El Generico, who is worldwide at this point. And, you know, you have the best guys from Dragon Gate coming in. So it's really a collection of all this fantastic talent. And we've been doing that throughout the year, you know, whether we had Fit Finley in for a couple of shots, you know, this, the greatest team veteran that he is, or a low key coming in, or we were lucky to have a long run with Pac, who could go down as one of I'm not going to say the greatest wrestler out of England, but, you know, there's no reason that he can't go down, you know, one day alongside Dynamite Kid and a lot of those type of guys too. So we're always going to strive to feature the best talent and really give the upcoming talent that kind of bigger platform to perform on, and also be able to wrestle like a lot of different guys too.
Now, Gabe, I did want to get your thoughts on Sami Callihan, who, I mean, we talked earlier about John Davis, and John Davis did something where he was actually, he attacked after the match, Broken Evolve rule, but at a Dragon Gate USA show, so he wasn't suspended. Sami Callihan, on the other hand, was suspended after mounting an attack after his match. And, I mean, can you sort of give us any updates on Sami's attitude since finishing up his suspension and coming back to Evolve?
Yeah, I mean, well, the idea was is that both things happened on the Evolve show, but with John Davis, it was after a Dragon Gate USA title match. which meant that it fell under the jurisdiction of Dragon USA. And that's actually one of the real fun things to book right now, is I'm really enjoying the contrast between Dragon USA and Evolve, where Evolve is the idea is it's real strict, puts all the emphasis on the in-ring. You know, that's why we didn't have the elaborate ring entrances at first, and now we're kind of breaking away from that. Basically, you know, when a wrestler kind of has an over-ring entrance, you know, we're going to let him have his ring entrance. But, you know, we want him to have an over-ring entrance in order to do that. But, you know, the idea was that it's just Evolve was, you know, bell to bell, let's just see who the best wrestler is. And with Dragon USA, it's a lot more of, you know, a lot of wild and crazy stuff. You know, some ECW elements thrown in, and anything can happen. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to kind of book the contrast between that. And a guy like Sami Callihan, who would have been perfect for ECW back in the day, you know, he's a guy that kind of I am really proud of the story that we told with him kind of descending into madness over the past year throughout the AR Fox feud, and then, you know, he finally snapping against El Generico, and now the idea is that he was suspended, and, you know, he's coming back with kind of like a fresh start, so we're going to see what happens with him now.
Do you see that fresh start sort of going awry, though, when he's going to take on El Generico in a 2-out-of-3 falls match? Is that going to be Generico's opportunity, do you think, to sort of get a little revenge on Callihan after being attacked?
Well, that'll be the story, so, you know, hopefully a lot of people will tune in. I love the match that they had at Evolve 13. Basically, like, I finally watched, like, the DVD proof of that Evolve 13 show with the Sami Callihan, El Generico, the first match, and I loved it so much that, like, I was like, I want to see it again. Because, you know, it goes back to, I always tried to book what I want to see, because, you know, I'm a fan, and usually if I want to see it, usually other people want to see it as well. So, I wanted to see a 2-out-of-3 falls match with El Generico and Sami Callihan. So now we're going to have that rematch on November the 3rd in Voorhees, New Jersey. And again, you know, it's on live iPay-per-view at WWNLive.com, and you can go to DGUSA.tv for all the info on tickets and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a match I want to see, and we're going to see how Sami reacts now and how Generico reacts.
Yeah, and it's really great that on these three shows, you're bringing back a guy that I think a lot of fans have been clamoring for, and that's Akira Tozawa. And of course, so let's go over November 4th show, the Freedom Fight 2012 in Long Island, New York. It is an open the Freedom Gate title match, a four-way elimination, and I think a lot of our listeners know I enjoy multi-man matches. I don't know why. I think there's just a different type of storytelling involved. So we got Johnny Gargano versus Akira Tozawa versus AR Fox versus Ricochet. Gabe, your thoughts, when you put this match, you know, pen to paper and you just saw the talent in that, did you instantly get excited, and then did you just realize this could just, obviously it could steal the entire show, but man, I don't think any fan would really argue that that match alone is worth the price of the iPay-per-view itself.
Yeah, I mean, the idea there is that it's the last show of the year for Dragon Gate USA. It's the one-year anniversary of Gargano as champion, because he won the belt at Freedom Fight last year, which was the last show of last year. You know, it's not one calendar year. It's technically a couple of weeks short of one calendar year, but it'll be a year, basically. And the idea was that, number one, it's the end of the triple shot, so you want to end the weekend on a high, on a high note with a, you know, an awesome match, and you want to end your year with an incredible match on paper as well, so it's a great match to end the year with. And the idea was that we took the three toughest challengers that Gargano had in his first year as champion, and now they kind of all get their second shot, because we don't have enough shows to really do a lot of rematches for the title. So this is their second shot of the title, and, you know, we had Gargano write a blog, and he basically named Ricochet, who he wrestled at Evolve 10 in January, and he had that back injury in that match. So while the match itself probably wasn't, like, the best possible match those two could have, it was a very grueling effort by both, and Gargano showed a tremendous amount of heart, and, I went to the hospital to visit him after the show, and he was just completely passed out. And you know, they had tubes hooked up to him and everything. So, you know, it was a really, really hard match for him. So, you know, it's a rematch of that match. And, then with, AR Fox, they wrestled at Evolve 13 as well. And, the idea there is that Fox had to wrestle previously in the evening in the opening match to earn the title shot in the main event that night. So he was one match in, and him and Gargano had a fantastic match. So we selected Fox. And then probably Gargano's best title match so far was against Akira Tozawa at the last Dragon Gate weekend in Detroit at Untouchable. And so he was his toughest opponent there. So the idea was kind of like a greatest hits of the first year of Gargano. You know, it allows us to plug those past matches too, which some people might have overlooked, and we got the DVDs coming out of a lot of them. And it puts all that sensational talent in the ring to close out our year and close out the weekend. So, you know, to me, that's a perfect combination of everything.
Yeah, I think that's it is just the best culmination as that you could have. And of course, I think that kind of makes it special, though, for the Dragon Gate USA fans, that you kind of get the feeling that, okay, every title match is important. Now, of course, a current criticism of a lot of other promotions is that, man, we're seeing the same title matches over and over and over. Whereas in Dragon Gate USA, you get the feeling that this could be the talent's one and only shot at the title. And of course, you know, we see that in this Open the Phenom Gate title match, so we don't know where it's going to end up in 2013. So I think that's something really special to bring. And of course, after this, we have the tag team bonus main event of Genki Horiguchi and Ryo Saito versus El Generico and Samuel Del Sol. That is a dream match if I've ever heard of one. And of course, a first time ever match of Shima versus Sami Callihan. And then you have Jigsaw and Fire Ant versus the Super Smash Brothers. That's, you know, obviously the card is not completed yet, but it is, you know, every time you have an alert come out, you tell us a little bit more, and it just makes me that much hungrier to see it. One thing I did want to mention that you've been telling us, obviously you guys are pumping out the DVDs as quickly as you can, but of course you want to give us a premium product, and I think that's something that everyone can appreciate. Obviously, Gabe, you pay attention to the fans. Obviously, you're on Twitter all the time. You answer us, and, you know, I think everyone really appreciates that. In the process of you getting these DVDs out to us, are you – obviously, I think you're aware that the fans want to see these and consume these events as quickly as possible, but you give us a very premium product. I mean, the DVD case is great. The cover art is amazing. And, of course, these are pressed DVDs, so they're not just DVD-Rs, you know, just thrown out there as quickly as possible. Was this something that you calculated in the very beginning when you started DGSA, and how has that progressed as you listened to the fans and everyone was saying, hey, we want these events a lot quicker? How did you bring that about, I guess, since you do your own in-house production?
I appreciate all those kind words about the product, and it is important to us. And Sal Hamway, who handles the bulk and 90% of the production of it, is really – he wants a perfect product put out. He doesn't want to put out anything inferior. And, you know, it is really important to us to put out the best possible product. I'm glad you asked about the DVDs, because I know that there's a lot of people complaining about it, and rightfully so, you know. And, you know, this gives me an opportunity now to basically explain what happened. Is, you know, it's no secret over the years that the DVD market has been dwindling, you know. You can walk into Best Buy and see that. I remember walking into Best Buy a few years ago, and there'd be this huge DVD section. Now you walk in and it's a couple of shelves. And, you know, that holds true with a lot of stores. You know, it's the people don't buy DVDs like they used to. We're a very small operation. It's basically me and Sal handles a lot of the work, you know, more than I do. We're also not funded by a TV company or anything else. You know, we're a very small mom and pop operation. We have a lot of data at our fingertips. You know, we know the DVD sales of a lot of different companies, and we saw what happened to DVDs since about 2007, you know, all the way until now. It's no one's selling more DVDs than they were the previous year. You know, people might be remaining steady with their sales, but the DVD market is definitely shrinking. At the same time, iPay-per-view came along. And we heard a lot of requests for iPay-per-view. So what we did is we had to make a decision, you know, with our resources, both time and financial. What do we want to do? Do we want to move forward with this iPay-per-view? We tried GoFight Live, and we weren't happy with that service. And so it didn't work for us financially or on other fronts. I'm not going to get too much into it about them, but it just didn't work for us on any level. So the decision was made that we can do this and bring it in-house. iPay-per-view and streaming was actually something Sal's been involved with for over 10 years. He was among the first to do streaming on the internet before it was done really with that Wrestling Vixens. So we had basically the people We knew the people to get this thing done. You know, Sal had a long relationship with them and worked for them with them for a long time. And we were able to create WWNLive.com, which was our own iPay-per-view service. So we had to make a decision where we felt, reading the market and reading what the fans wanted, that people wanted iPay-per-view. At the same time, from a booking perspective, I love live iPay-per-view because there's nothing like doing a show live. You know, I mean, this is instead of, you know, having a DVD and even people having to wait 2 or 3 weeks for it, where if you have a super fast turnaround, this is, you know, you get to show your product to people live, and it all goes down, you know, as it happens, and people all over the world can watch it. So we made this decision, okay, let's start putting our resources in the WWN Live. And we launched WrestleMania weekend last year. So we're not even 2 years into this, and we're at the point where we have every Evolve and Dragon Gate USA show on it right now. You can go on demand and watch any of our shows anytime. When you buy it, you know, you get unlimited access to it. You can watch it as many times as you want. You can watch pretty much all of our shows live. I think we've only had one show that hasn't been on live iPay-per-view this year. And we've also been able to do other things, like branch out to Kayfabe Commentaries, has their own on-demand section. And if you go to the WWNLive.com on-demand section, you're going to see a lot of different promotions listed. You know, this also paved the way for Shine to come along, the all-women's promotion that Sal's with. And, you know, and a big part of that is be able to broadcast that on live iPay-per-view. So we made that decision. Now, at the same time last year, you know, it's pretty well documented Sal had a pretty serious medical condition too, which set us back 3 or 4 months on everything, and most specifically the DVDs. So that was bad luck, and we got hit with a few other things with bad luck on DVDs. But the good news now is that we kind of have WWN Live established. You know, we've had one hiccup this year as far as live iPay-per-view goes, and that was a human error back in January. And besides that, we've had flawless streams all year. And, you know, we have all the DGUSA shows and Evolve shows on there and Shine shows now and, you know, all the other promotions that are coming to us and want to go on. So we have that off and rolling. So now we're able to turn our resources. And again, we're a mom and pop operation. So when I say resources, that includes both manpower, which is me and Sal. And Sal's the one who's doing the production and everything. So it's basically Sal, as well as the financial, end of things. And again, we're a mom and pop company when it comes to the financial wise, where if you compare us to sports, like a baseball team, we're a small market baseball team, you know? And, but now we're able to turn our attention back to the DVDs. And, as a result, we were able to put out 3 Dragon Gate USA shows within a week, and that happened about a week ago with the DGUSA Heat and Ultimate Gate 2012 and Mercury Rising 2012. So those all came out right away. Evolve 11 also just came out. That's now in stock. And we have Evolve 12 and 13 are in replication right now. And I expect to get Evolve 14, 15, and 16, or at least one of those shows this week, and the other shows within a week or two after that. And then I do the proof DVD, and then they go out into replication. So we're quickly catching up on things right now. So I understand, you know, everyone's frustration because, you know, I don't want people to think that we ignore the DVD market or don't appreciate it. And we do understand there still is a DVD market out there. But, you know, we did hear a lot of demand for the iPay-per-view, and from all the trends in DVDs, it's pretty obvious that iPay-per-view is the future of everything, too. So we had to spend this time getting that established, and that's what we decided to do with our resources. But now, you know, we're back to the DVDs, and you know, we will continue to put out as high of quality as we can. You know, our DVDs are region zero. They play and ship anywhere in the world right now, and that's a big deal to us. You know, they're very high quality, and, you know, we're on our way to getting catched up, and, you know, we do appreciate everyone out there who still wants DVDs, and we hope to give you the best product possible with that.
Now, just a quick follow-up about WWNLive.com, of course, your top-notch pay-per-view service right now. And WWN stands for World Wrestling Network, and it really does, at the moment, feel like a network. Like you said, it's, you know, it's been about a year and 6 months since WWN got off the ground.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 18 months, you know, yeah. Which I'm very proud of the fact, I know Sal is, you know, that you have this company is 18 months old, you know, and look at what, you know, look at where we are right now. You know, I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely. Everything that comes out of that website seems so well put together. The people running it, of course, yourself and Sal, so professional. And just everything about WWNLive.com right now seems to be running on every cylinder. Have you been getting any requests, or have any other wrestling promotions been clamoring to get their content on WWN, or how does that whole process?
Yeah, I mean, if you, you know, again, go to the WWN Live on Demand section, and, I mean, you'll see there's a lot of different promotions from all over the world. We got, you know, promotions from the United Kingdom, we got promotions from Australia, Family Wrestling Entertainment, FWE, which is making a name for itself in New York. They just did their first live eye pay-per-view through us. We're simulcasting CZW now. So like we're gonna have CZW Cage of Death on there as well as the Evolve show, so fans can watch the doubleheader there. And you know, we have a lot of different promotions, and then you have Kayfabe Commentaries on there. They did their live Vince Russo shoot through us, and they keep adding titles all the time to the on demand. They have their own section there, and they're doing really well with that too. So, you know, it's definitely something that's expanding. And, you know, if you have anything, or anybody listening to this has anything they want to put on live iPay-per-view or iPay-per-view on demand, you know, we cut very reasonable deals, and you can contact us at help@wwnlive.com, and, you know, we can put anything on. I mean, you know, the beautiful thing about it too is like there's absolutely no limits to what you can do on it. You know, you can do whatever you want on this. Literally, you can do whatever you can think of, whatever you can imagine you can do. And it is the future, you know. I don't think it's going to happen next year, but I think within a few years, when everybody starts getting TVs with internet in it and everything, I don't think cable's going to exist anymore. I don't think people are going to want any. DVDs are going to be like vinyl, probably, you know, where they'll still be like your ardent collectors of it. And your diehard collectors, but it's going to be, you know, nothing. It's going to be nothing like it is now, and it's going to be people watching whatever they want, whenever they want, on demand through the internet. And we hope to be at the forefront with that at WWNLive.com.
One last thing for me, Gabe, and then Chris will wrap up. It's about Freedom Fight, November 4th on Long Island. I'm wondering here. This is just me sort of thinking ahead. Should, say, Super Smash Brothers or Haraguchi and Saito capture the tag team championships, will their matches, their respective matches at Freedom Fight 2012 be for those championships, or will they be non-title?
I guess that'll be determined on the night of the show. So, you know, that's going to be a wait and see and watch and see, you know. This is a very important weekend for us coming up, November 2nd, November 3rd, November 4th. Right now we're on the road to WrestleCon. WrestleCon, of course, taking place on WrestleMania weekend next year. Our venue is just a couple miles from where WrestleMania is, and we're right in the middle of everything, and we've already sold a lot of tickets, and I think that's going to be probably the most important weekend that I've ever been involved with, you know, including the ROH days. You know, it's right now is our chance. It's no secret. You know, no one's knocking them dead at the box office right now with independent wrestling. You know, the wrestling business as a whole is way down. And the way I see it is right now we have 6-7 months to create excitement and build things back up and make things seem really exciting and make things really important again leading into WrestleCon, because we're going to have so many eyes from all over the world on us at WrestleCon that's our chance to really just spark the entire world of independent wrestling. And, you know, I'm not just talking about Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. I'm talking about you have Chikara there and Shimmer and CZW and $5 Wrestling and Kaiju Big Battle, and it's such a huge event. And it's so diverse and so many different styles, and so much great talent is going to be there. So what we have to do on November 3rd and November 4th and November 2nd, that Dragon Gate USA triple shot, is really start building your interest and getting you excited and making you want to see what happens next. And so this is really, really a crucial weekend for us with everything that goes down, and we're going to pull out all the stops. And I think, you know, people looking at our talent roster will know that we'll see that we are pulling out all the stops on this one.
No, it really feels that way. And of course, this is the last weekend for Dragon Gate USA leading into next year. And that is something we wanted to bring up, is WrestleCon, because it really does feel like you're bringing all of these promotions together for one large event. And of course, WrestleMania itself, the brand, is already considered a large wrestling entity. And to have this all come together, I believe on WNLive.com, you've already promoted that all, if most of the shows will be on iPay-per-view. And when you bring this all together, all the talent, everyone involved, it is such an undertaking that I really don't see a lot of other promotions. And the only thing I can find it akin to is, I guess kind of the movie industry, in the sense that Dragon Gate USA, you know, as you said, you're very much a mom and pop's production. You know that you have a sense of the fans that need your product on DVD, because, you know, we've all put this out there. Not everyone has the internet capabilities that certain metropolitan areas have, but of course you have a large base of fans that do, and you provide that with the iPay-per-view, and you're doing that for WrestleCon. So when it comes to that, when you brought it all together, did you and Sal kind of predict, and as you said, a lot of tickets have already been sold. I know that on that first day that it was released, it was tweeted almost everywhere. Everywhere I could see on my timeline, people were like, yeah, I bought my tickets already, and we're so far away, and everyone is so excited for it. Did you anticipate having to go and say, okay, this is WrestleCon, maybe we'll just put a few of the shows on iPay-per-view? And then when you saw the demand, you went, okay, all the shows have to go up.
We want to put everything on iPay-per-view. So we want to put, you know, as much as we can. I put this phone conversation on iPay-per-view, you know? Like, I think everything is going to be on iPay-per-view one day. So, you know, it's where things are going. It's what the future is.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I put out a tweet earlier today because I'm kind of I'm into films and stuff, and I put out from the Toronto International Film Festival this panel that they had about how VOD is pretty much the future. And as you said, DVDs, unfortunately, will become a thing of the past. Of course, there are still a lot of wrestling fans, and we get a lot of emails from them saying, hey, we really appreciate you guys doing the DVD reviews, because that's all we can see. You know, some people really only have dial-up. So that, of course, is always a fan base that you're paying attention to. And we really appreciate the time, Gabe, of you coming on and talking to us about this. So just one last thing, of course, with this being the last, the triple shot, being the last event for Dragon Gate USA for the calendar year, what can the fans expect? And I know that, you know, you are a man, you love putting in those plugs. Let the fans know what they can expect from this really, you know, really the final, I guess, event for Dragon Gate USA.
I mean, it's like I said, it's no secret the wrestling business is not strong right now. And, you know, there's companies that do good on some weekends, you know, like Chikara had an awesome crowd for, like, the King of Trios. But, you know, and I'm sure CZW will have a huge crowd for Cage of Death and stuff. But there's no consistent business. And, you know, I've been doing this since 1993. So, you know, I remember the days when 1,000 people would come to a show and it was a bad crowd. You know, and then in the ROH glory years, you know, when I was there, it was, you know, 500 people was disappointing, or 300 people. And now, you know, you hear a lot of promotions out there getting excited over 200 to 300 people, which to me is disgraceful. So what we have right now is real business on the line. And, you know, when WWE is doing 2.5, it does trickle down to everybody. And, but at the same time, it's not our place. Or we can't be defeated by that and say, oh, well, no one's watching them, and, you know, so no one's going to watch us. But what we have to do now is create a level of excitement and get people interested in seeing what's going to happen next. And we have so much fantastic talent right now. I mean, just guys who do things that you know, like I said, I was there when Rey Mysterio made his debut in ECW, and Van Damme, and, you know, Benoit and Sabu and all those guys, and you know, and then the first three-way at the first ROH show, and, you know, all the amazing talent that came through there. And, you know, you say to yourself, oh, okay, I've seen everything, nothing's going to top it. And the guys who are around now do such spectacular things and things that I've never even dreamed possible, and they're such amazing athletes, and they're so dedicated, and they work so hard, and they're all quality people, or most of them are quality people. You're not going to get that 100% of the time. But it's just such a sensational group of talent right now who deserve to be seen and who need that audience to grow. They're not going to grow to reach the next level unless they have that audience to perform in front of. And right now it's our job to build that excitement and grow that excitement and make you go, okay, what's going to happen next? Or I got to tune in to see what happens next, or buy that iPay-per-view, or read the results or whatever, but I want to know what happens next. So our goal, November 2nd in the Boston area, November 3rd in the Philly area, November 4th on Long Island, is to create that feeling within you and get you excited again and get this talent over the next level. So that's what fans can look forward to on November. And you know, a big thing is come out to the shows, you know, support it. DGUSA.tv for tickets right now, and it's the fans that make the shows and create the atmosphere. You know, that's why PWG has the buzz they do right now. They're absolutely genius with how they do it. You know, they do their 8 to 10 shows or whatever it is a year in front of that crowd, and they keep that mystique, you know, and that crowd is everything. You know, that's a big lesson from the ECW days. So, you know, we hope people will come out and create that atmosphere for us. You know, we promise we're going to bring the goods. We're going to have awesome shows. We're going to give you a great night out. That's, you know, I appreciate when people come to our shows. I know what a big deal it is to get in your car and drive somewhere and spend that money and spend, you know, your one night off of the week and come to one of our shows. And the worst thing is leaving disappointed from that. And I never want that to happen to one of our shows. And, you know, you will get your money's worth, but we need you there to create that atmosphere. So come out to the shows. And if you can't, you know, watch it on live pay-per-view at WWNLive.com. Tweet about it, talk about it, you know, write about it on your Facebook or whatever. And, you know, we're going to bring you that product. And you know, we hope that you'll watch it, and we hope that we can all create that excitement together and build something here.
Gabe, I know you are one of the most active men on social media right now. How can fans get in touch with you and learn more about Dragon Gate USA and Evolve?
On Twitter, I'm at Book It Gabe. On Facebook, same thing, facebook.com/BookItGabe. And I'm trying to do less plugs on those and more interaction, because I think that's really what social media is for, is not so much for advertising, but really, you know, answering questions and customer service. And I mean, that's a big difference between me and the ROH days right now, is I really pride myself on being a customer service person too. You can email me at help@dgusa.tv, or just use the contact page at dgusa.tv. And, you know, we're here to serve all your wrestling needs. And, you know, feel free to contact me anytime. In fact, you know, I'll probably jump off here and do a Q&A on Twitter right now. So, you know, I'm always around.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate that, Gabe. And, of course, as always, follow Gabe on Twitter. Check out all of the websites, including WNLive.com and DGUSA.tv.
I do also want to mention, sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no
problem. I do want to mention the WWN Live alerts, which you can sign up for at DGUSA.tv on the left menu. And that, I think, is also the direction things are going in, where I don't think people will go and visit a website as much as they used to, or, you know, I think you have to bring the news to them, you know, and tweeting about stuff is great, but, you know, a lot of times that kind of stuff can get lost, you know, if you just post on Facebook or tweet about it, you know, and people go, you know, 12 hours without going on Twitter or something, they're going to miss it. So, you know, what we try to do is really put all the news, and we put in some free match downloads once in a while, and some deals of the day, we call it, which are exclusive to that email blast. And we know your time is valuable, and we don't try to take a lot of your time, but we just want to deliver the news right to you, and we try to keep making these email blasts interesting. And at the same time, we don't want to spam you and send you 100 emails, and we do protect your email. You know, we know that is you. We are entering a relationship. And, you know, a relationship is built on trust. So when you give us that, your email, we're gonna keep that to ourselves. We don't share that with anybody. And, you know, some weeks we might have 3 emails. Some weeks we might have 1. If it's a show week, we do send out 1 the day of the show just to remind people about the iPay-per-view and stuff. But we try to make them very newsworthy and have some cool pictures in it and some special offers and free downloads and all that kind of stuff. And it makes it very easy if you sign up for our WWN Live Alerts over at dgusa.tv. It's at the bottom of the left menu. You'll just have all the news delivered right to your inbox, and that's it. You don't have to go anywhere else for it.
They sure are nifty. Yeah, we do appreciate those live alerts. Gabe, hopefully we can have you on again as WrestleCon approaches, and we can talk more in depth about that. It's like the Disney World of wrestling, I think. But we'll talk more about that later. And I do want to thank you very much for joining us. And by the way, go Tigers.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for the Tigers, so I don't want the Cards or the Giants to win it. So hopefully we'll go for the Tigers.
Well, there you go. And on that note, we definitely would appreciate everyone listening to this. And for Gabe and for Dez, we are signing out.
Yeah, thank you very much, everybody.
No problem, Gabe. Take care.
Cool, thank you.
Against their only fables, the streams of where we play.